Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsinites overwhelmingly voted yes on a record number of school funding measures, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That means people across the state are willing to increase their own taxes to fund their schools. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Voters favored a record number 169 referendums, authorizing a record total of $4.4 billion in new funding for 145 districts. Denise Gomer-Hutchison with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts are being forced to take their needs to the ballot box to fund gaps between prioritizing students and overdue bills.
The first responsibility of our public schools across the state is to educate children and to take care of the kids and the families that they serve every single day. So that means any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
Almost half of the state's 421 school districts passed a referendum in April or November. Hutchison blames the state for not adequately funding school priorities, from building maintenance to student mental health services. Regardless of whether taxpayers have children in public schools, she says the focus should be on providing every Wisconsin student with a quality education.
I want their experience in public schools to be as awesome as my 25 and 26-year-olds were.
The study found factors like inflation outpacing the state allocated per student revenue limits, the loss of pandemic aid, and staff competition in tight labor markets, all factors that contributed to the record number of referendums. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division One, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense, led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump. Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hello, Wisconsin. How are we doing tonight? What a glorious night. A Thursday, the last Thursday before the best Thursday, Thanksgiving. It's 1 week away, folks, and we are here to spread some of that Thanksgiving cheer, even though it's a little premature. Well, who's to say it's premature? We're going to have some Thanksgiving fun tonight. We'll give thanks through comedy and popcorn picks of the week and questions of the night, like we do every night. We celebrate things that make us smile. Great to have you with me, regardless of where you are joining us from in this great state of Wisconsin. It was interesting. Last night, Jared Crooks was on the show, and it's weird to think, Conrad, that like part of Wisconsin are Minneapolis suburbs. Like, he was here, and he's like, I'm in Hudson, Wisconsin, and I didn't know where that was at first, and I looked it up on the map. I'm like, he's basically in Minneapolis, but it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Crazy. So wherever, whatever pocket, corner you're joining us from, it is great to have you. We hope you join the show tonight by way of text or positive thoughts or a smile wherever you are, whatever it is. We're going to talk about some fun stuff tonight. I have great guests joining me in the studio tonight. Both guests, and there are several guests, actually. Yao Asari is here to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. He comes to us from Gold Coast Candy right here in Northeast Wisconsin. And he is going to make a popcorn pick of the week. Tell us a little bit about his product. It sounds really interesting. It's not your Dots or Milk Duds, Conrad. This is like gourmet candy we're talking about here.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, me too. What if he came out and he said, well, we make gourmet Milk Duds?
They're gourmet. Maybe I'd give it another
shot.
Yeah,
that's true. It'd be worth a revisit. But yeah, we'll be here at 6:35 in studio. And then in the second hour, this is exciting. Nick Wallen is here from Comedy City in De Pere. And he is bringing with him, let me make sure I get the names right. I haven't met these guys yet. Scott Romat. Is that how you say that, Conrad?
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I mean, it looks right.
It does look right. And Nicholas Hendel. So we'll have Nick, Scott, and another Nicholas. Two Nicks. That's trouble when it comes to improv comedy. I don't know if we can have... I don't know if that's ever been done. In a studio at any given time, the two members of a sketch or improv group were both named Nick. Has it been done? You tell me. But it's happening here tonight on Nightlight. They're going to be in the studio. Nick Wallen is bringing Scott and Nicholas with him. They're going to actually perform. We'll do some improv games. So get your suggestions ready, Conrad, and we'll talk a little bit about this gem that we have here in Northeast Wisconsin called Comedy City in De Pere. And they will be here performing, answering comedy questions, answering your texts, whatever it is. There's no rules to this. We can do whatever we want. And that's a show right there. We're missing one thing, Conrad. Do you know what that is?
The question of the night.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. It is National Guinness World Record Day. So our question of the night, given your talents, what Guinness World Record would you have a shot at? I'm not saying you have a shot at any. I don't think I have any of that in me or the drive to go for a world record. But given what your talents are and how you know yourself, what Guinness World Record would you have a shot at? For me, I'll just go first, procrastinating. I don't know what the Guinness Book of World Record is for procrastination, but I guarantee you I could do it. If I have a script hanging over my head, a deadline, whatever, if the mood catches me right, I am waiting until the last possible minute. And I will pull an all-nighter. Not all the time. Not if I'm feeling it. But if I'm not feeling it, oh, man, am I good at putting stuff off. That's what I would do. Conrad, do you have something?
I was thinking about this, and I think mine would be the most amount of curb scratches on a tire.
That's interesting. You know what? I know you're being funny, but like that, oh, that probably wouldn't be an actual...
No,
you can write them. You can say, hey, do you have a record for this? I think they used to accept, like,
yeah,
you know, submissions.
You know,
what does that mean? You're a bad parallel parker?
I can just, every time I'd park on the street, I just scratch my tire. And I don't do it anymore. But when I first got my car, the rims were fully black. And now they have a little silver tint to it.
Do you feel like, when you were learning how to drive and your parents paid for the cars, you paid less attention to that kind of stuff?
I guess. I mean, the first car I had didn't have like special rims, so that I wasn't really worried about that.
Yeah.
But the first day I went to work after I got my new car, I scratched it while doing a pizza delivery.
Oh, man.
And I told my boss about it, and he goes, here's a Sharpie. Go fill it in.
On your own car?
Yeah. It's just, I don't want to hear you complain about that anymore. We're too busy.
Listen, kid, here's how we do things around here. Some other records. Tallest man ever, Robert Wadlow from Illinois, was 8 feet 11 inches tall. And he couldn't dunk. I have no idea if he could dunk. Probably could dunk. Fastest man in history, Usain Bolt, ran the 100 meters in 9.58 seconds at the 2009 World Championships in Berlin. So, all right, granted, none of us are going for a tallest or fastest. There's most tattooed person. I've seen a lot of people around here that could maybe qualify for something like that. They've got a lot of tattoos. Longest hair on a living person. Living, I guess, being the key word there. Measured 8 feet, almost 8.5 feet of hair. First person to break the sound barrier in free fall. That's Felix Baumgartner. I don't even know what that means. First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. You could be the first at something, too. Tell us what you think record you would have the best shot at of being in the Guinness Book of World Records, or even one you'd want to. First sub 4-minute mile. That was a big one. Roger Bannister. Now everybody could do it. You think you could run a sub 4-minute mile, Conrad?
No. Definitely not.
I'm using hyperbole. But there's all kinds of different records. I remember the motorcycle twins were like the two guys that weighed the most together or something like that. I'm sure Eric from Lodi will correct me on that. I hope he does. It's fun to have an on-staff fact checker on your text line. But let us know, what Guinness Book of World Record do you think you have, you actually might even have a shot at, or you'd want to take a shot at? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. It's so easy. Just click next to the station you're listening on, and there's a little text icon, and you can let us know what you're thinking throughout the course of the show or on the stream. You can let us know on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're on WISS, Nightlight with B12 and WGBW. On YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, we are Civic Media and WGBW.
Here's a good one. On September 18th, 2013, Irv, see how they got there? It's clever. Irv Gordon, USA, clocked up his 3 millionth mile on his 1966 Volvo.
Wow.
And as of May 2014, he had driven 3,039,000 122 miles, never once had an oil change or changed the wipers. Do you believe that?
I don't believe. You know, that's a great commercial for Volvo right there, though.
Sure is. I don't like the way you just glossed over my joke, but okay.
Well, I don't.
Or new tires. Never change the tires. That would be a better one. Those things, listen, some cars, I have a Toyota Land Cruiser. I'm going to put 500,000 miles on that car. But 3 million?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's insane. There's the tallest man. Longest time breath held voluntarily underwater. I would hope it'd be voluntarily.
Imagine like someone actually like torturing you, but then them counting like
the hitman.
This guy's really good.
Hey, this guy's got some talent. That's my bad hitman mafia voice. This guy held his breath. I don't believe this. The longest time timed breath held voluntarily underwater for a male is 24 minutes and almost 38 seconds. How is that possible? And he was 56. And he surpassed the previous record by 34 seconds. I wonder if, like, when you're under there voluntarily, if you can see a clock, or if you don't even want to go there, if you just find, like, this zen state, like you're floating in a womb or something and block everything out. My guess is they would give him some kind of nudge or something when he was getting close. But, how, like, even Navy SEALs are supposed to be able to hold their breath for like 5 or 6 minutes or something like that. I thought that was nuts. 37 minutes. 24 minutes. I'm sorry. 24 minutes and 37 seconds. That's crazy. All right. So if you guys think you could potentially break a world record, or if there's one you think you'd be almost talented enough to take a run at, let us know what it is. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We will read your text on the radio. Here's another thing I thought. This made my day. This is not world record area, but I love when fast food places have like these rewards programs. And Jimmy John's, an establishment I frequent from time to time, wants me to be a freebie fanatic. When you buy an 8-inch sandwich or wrap after 2 p.m., you'll score free chips and a drink. Purchase this deal twice by December 4th, and you'll unlock the Freebie Fanatic badge. When did corporate America start treating us like kindergartners? I'm an adult. You'll unlock the Freebie Fanatic badge. Would anyone be proud of that?
Yeah, like it's like a golden star.
Yeah, but for a kindergartner.
Yeah.
Hello, girls. How we doing tonight? And I would show up and sort of push my chest out a little bit so they could see my Freebie Fanatic badge. Oh, I see we hit Jimmy John's quite a bit. Yeah, I got that kind of money. I found that so insulting. Because I didn't have my car today. It was getting an oil change, so I ordered food from Jimmy John's. And this is the stuff that pops up. I almost was mad that I ordered. I'm like, treat me like an adult. I have money. I bought a sandwich. The transaction is done. I don't want to hitch my wagon to you in any way. You have a good or service that I paid for. Let's just part as friends. Oh, no. We want you to be a freebie fanatic.
Well, don't you want the free stuff?
Free dill pickle chips after 18 purchases?
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I don't want the responsibility of having to take care of that. Okay. We got a fun show. The Popcorn Pick of the Week is coming up at 6:35 with Yawa Sari. He is here from Gold Coast Candy in the studio. Coming up in just a few minutes, this is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Here are some other suggestions if you're struggling with what to text in or of what you think you might have a shot at when it comes to world records, Guinness Book of World Records. Speed eating hot sauce. A speed eater inhaled a record-breaking amount of hot sauce in seconds. I don't really give you the information though. Here's another one. Farthest distance milk squirted from the eye. That's a weird one. Tallest mohawk. Okay. 3 feet, 8 inches. It seems like that would be bigger.
You know, I think I'm going to try to go for that one.
The mohawk?
I'm going to let it grow out and do it.
I respect that. Go for the faux hawk. Or is it a flow hawk? I can't remember. That speed, that one's crazy. Speed eating hot sauce. Do you think you could do that one?
I mean, no, definitely. I'm wondering what hot sauce it was first.
Right, if it's like Frank's. But,
I mean, it doesn't even.
You could drink that like it's Gatorade.
Are you kidding?
But if it's like ghost pepper hot sauce or something. Yeah, I don't know. But those are some suggestions. That's our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, what record do you think you would have a shot at, given your talents, on National Guinness Book of World Records Day? That's what today is, and that is our question of the night. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to talk to you tonight. She says, longest hug. Can you hear the collective, aw, from all of the Nightlight listeners?
It's like a warm blanket.
It is. Sherry is our warm blanket listener. That's a great one, Sherry. Longest hug. The question, Sherry, is who are you hugging? Because that would affect, I would assume, how long you want the hug to last. It's like one of your kids or a lover. Maybe you'd want the hug to last longer. If it's like a coworker, I don't think you're breaking that record. Or just some creepy guy in the neighborhood. Chris from Janesville says, my wife and I had two cats that were sisters. Polly, help me, Conrad. Polydactyls. 28 toes each? That's got to be a record, Chris. Polydactyls. I'm going to assume that's how you say it. 28 toes each. That has to be a record. Maybe you could monetize that, Chris. Definitely worth a checkout. Carmela in Milwaukee says, Pete, the Schwabba. I'm usually doing gig work driving deliveries and cannot call or text you. I just wanted to say I'm always sending positive thoughts and good vibes your way. Well, thank you, Carmela. Turnaround is fair play. You are always making me smile and just feel good about what you are talking about or interviewing. Especially after the last couple of weeks. I've needed a reprieve from life and politics. You fit the bill and just take me away to fun, silliness, and a reprieve from day-to-day life. Thank you, Carmela from Milwaukee. Guess what, Sherry? If Carmela was here, I would give her a world record hug. That's a very sweet text. Thank you very much, Carmela. It wouldn't be as fun to do this without listeners. So thank you for listening, and text whenever you can. That was very nice. Thank you. Sherry says everyone. She would hug everyone. All right. Conrad, stretch out. Sherry's going to give you a hug. She's going to break a record here. That's great stuff. Always fun to hear from the Nightlight listeners. You can text on the stream as well, folks. Always more fun when you guys are part of the show. You are welcome to chime in, too. During the popcorn pick of the week, when Yao is here, Yao will make his pick. And then you guys can share your picks as well. Like, what are you going to watch? This is a big weekend. It's the Glicked weekend. Gladiator 2 comes out. Wicked. Moana 2 comes out a week from tonight. Or a week from yesterday, actually. So there are going to be some big box office numbers this upcoming week. So you guys can chime in with what you plan on watching. Or what are you going to do? You're going to stay at home and watch It's a Wonderful Life? That's a great one for Thanksgiving. That might be... I know that's like a Christmas movie, but I almost equate that more with Thanksgiving. I think probably just because that's when we watched it. Chris from Janesville says, sadly, Jasmine and Esmeralda are gone. Oh, that's too bad, Chris. I'm sorry to hear that. But that's 28 toes. That's impressive. I've only got like 14.
I'm just like trying to picture it in my head. You know what I mean?
28 toes?
With cat toes.
That's a lot of declawing.
Yes, I mean,
those drapes in that house must look like crap. So, all right, we've got, what do we have? So we had, I did the freebie thing. That drove me crazy, the freebie fanatic. I don't need to be. What if out there, it's funny, like I'm on a rant because I can come across as jaded sometimes, or I don't like to feel like I'm a pawn. And people are like, hey, become a freebie fanatic. That's like for a kid. We're adults. And there was a great, when I was working the road, when I did stand-up, a comic named Vince Morano, who's been on this show. I went to Wendy's with Vince and he was ordering his drink. And at Wendy's, at least back in the 90s, they called a large drink a biggie. And he'd say, and I'll have a large Coke. And the girl kept saying, biggie? And he goes, it's just large. Biggie? She kept making him say it. And he says, listen, I'm not saying biggie to another adult. And that's what I feel like this Jimmy John's thing is. I don't need to be a freebie fanatic. It's okay. One more thing, Conrad, what did we decide about parades? Yes or no? Yesterday, I'm going to be in the Green Bay Christmas parade.
Yeah.
You're not going to be there though.
No, I have Thanksgiving.
Okay. You have Thanksgiving this Saturday.
Yes.
5 days before the actual holiday.
That's I'm going to be gone. I got to see the other side of the
How
family.
How many branches of your family are there that you need to start on Saturday?
Let's see. There's the Johnsons on one side.
Okay.
There's just so many.
Are you really part Johnson?
No, I'm just...
That'd be cool.
I was just going to throw random names, but I blanked.
Good thing the improv guys are here tonight. They'll give us a little lesson, and that'll be fun. And also, folks, chime in when Nick and the guys are here from Comedy City. You can text in. I think we'll try to do it that way. If they're cool with that, I would love to have you guys text in something they can do, a scene or something. It could be really fun. So in the meantime, when you buy an 8-inch sandwich... I can't believe how stupid I felt reading that. It popped up on my app.
Yeah. Because I have the same app. You know, I love Jimmy John's. I think they have some of the best subs.
It's fine.
But I see that same thing every time.
So that's been going on a while?
I mean, they've been throwing their app, their reward system for the longest time. Like, there was a while where they'd ask for my phone number every time.
Do you ever give it?
No.
No.
I have a rewards account. I just don't give it to them.
So you're like, you are a freebie fanatic.
Well, it was my old phone number, so I don't have it anymore.
All right.
That's why I don't.
I'm not judging. But there's people out there listening probably going, boy, that's a pretty good deal. I got to get in on that, and I'm slamming them. And I don't mean to. Hey, free is free. If it's free, it's me. all right. So we got a really fun show. Nick Wallen and Comedy City from De Pere will be here. Scott and Nick are going to join him in studio. They're going to perform. It's going to be great. And Yao Asari from Gold Coast Candy is coming up next to make the popcorn pick of the week. You picked a great night to be here, folks, and it's great to have you. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsinites overwhelmingly voted yes on a record number of school funding measures, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That means people across the state are willing to increase their own taxes to fund their schools. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Voters favored a record number, 169 referendums, authorizing a record total of $4.4 billion in new funding for 145 districts. Denise Gomer-Hutchison with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts are being forced to take their needs to the ballot box to fund gaps between prioritizing students and overdue bills.
The first responsibility of our public schools across the state is to educate children and to take care of the kids and the families that they serve every single day. So that means any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
Almost half of the state's 421 school districts passed a referendum in April or November. Hutchison blames the state for not adequately funding school priorities, from building maintenance to student mental health services. Regardless of whether taxpayers have children in public schools, she says the focus should be on providing every Wisconsin student with a quality education.
I want their experience in public schools to be as awesome as my 25 and 26 year olds were.
The study found factors like inflation outpacing the state allocated per student revenue limits, the loss of pandemic aid, and staff competition in tight labor markets, all factors that contributed to the record number of referendums. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
There's no pressure when you say it like that. You'll either like what we recommend or you won't. So you can't sue us, folks. Don't even think about bringing legal action against Nightlight for our Popcorn Pick of the Week. It is our Popcorn Pick of the Week, and joining me in the studio now from Gold Coast Candy. Sounds like a great name for a candy company and something you would eat when you watch movies or TV. Yawasari, one of the co-founders, is here. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank All you right. for being in studio. We've been doing this segment probably for like 3 months, and we've only had like two or three people actually in the studio to do this.
All right.
So I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
So tell us first, Yao, about Gold Coast Candy.
So Gold Coast Candy was the culmination of me trying to put African snacks on the map here in the U.S.
African snacks. Okay.
Yep. Oh, cool. So African-inspired snacks, right? So idea behind that was took a look at the American foodscape, and it's full of foods from got Asia, Europe, South and Central America that have become really popularized, right?
Right.
You can go to any big city, any major city, or even small cities and find a Chinese restaurant there, or you can find a Mexican restaurant there, whatever it is, right? But you really don't see any like African food out there that's been put out there for people to really go ahead and try, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to do. I mean, it's happening a little bit more right now. There's some folks who are definitely putting that out there, but it's still like not as popular as you would like it to be. So that's where that came about.
So this is your baby. That's so cool. You're so right too, because we have like where I live in Marinette, there's like 11,000 people, and we're getting our third Mexican restaurant.
There you go.
I don't even know how like even to survive. You know, when I was in high school there were no Mexican restaurants. So when the first one opened, I'm like, yes. And we got a Chinese buffet, and I'm like, fantastic. Now I can't believe as many of them exist as they do. But you're saying they're popping up. Other African style candy stores are popping up
in
the area?
Not so much candy stores, but I mean there's various folks doing various things, right? There are some people who are putting out restaurants. I mean, not necessarily around here. I mean, I have a friend actually who the Golden Spoon, shout out to Anna. She is actually putting out some African dishes. She actually puts it does it at the farmers market here in Green Bay.
Nice.
Yep. And she also does catering as well. So it's beginning to take place, but it's still not like as out there as other foods, right?
Other ethnic foods,
yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite dish that you equate with like African food?
Well, so my favorite dish is actually, I mean, obviously from stuff from back home, right? Peanut butter soup. And a starchy food called fufu, F-U-F-U. And it's actually made with plantain and cassava, pounded together, and then get into a nice starchy ball, and you throw it in your soup, either chicken, beef, goat meat, whatever.
Wow.
And you go to town. Yeah, so that's, yeah.
go
to town on it. Yep, exactly.
It sounds like the most delicious dumpling I've ever heard of.
Yep.
All right, so you obviously, I hear it in an accent, you're from Africa before you came to Appleton? Tell us about your background.
Yeah, I'm originally from Ghana in West Africa.
Nice.
Yep. Came to the U.S. in 92, went to Lawrence University, stuck around, I guess. I mean, met my wife, got married, and I've got three kids, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So I'm in the fabric of the society right
now.
If you want to put it that way.
You've become American as they come.
You want to put it that way, yes.
So you came to Appleton and you liked it from Ghana.
Yep.
And then do you go back often to Ghana?
As a matter of fact, I went back home in May. And then, I took one of my kids January of last year.
That was my next question. Mm-hmm. What do your kids think? Have they been there much? And what do they think when all they know is Appleton, aside from what you tell them probably?
Yeah.
And then you take them back there. What is that like for them?
Well, so two youngest have been there, right? So I took my youngest there last year, and she had an interesting time. I mean, she was stuck with me, so there really wasn't much to do. She didn't. There wasn't a lot of like teenagers that she could hang out with and go do stuff with. So she had kind of a mixture of yo it. But my middle daughter, she went by herself. She actually went to a class in Senegal, I do believe, and that's a few hours away from Ghana. And so she went to her class, did that for about a couple of weeks, and then went to Ghana and hung out with her grandparents for about a week, and then came back. Yeah, so I mean, she had a better time because she was able to just kind of plan things out and just do what she wanted to do. So she was able to get out there and see a lot of stuff. So,
how do you feel about, like, are you homesick? If you didn't come over here until you were 18 or around there,
yeah, 18, 19,
you had substantial, a lot of childhood memories. How do you miss Africa, or do you miss it and you're like, but this is still where I want to be? Or are you like, sometimes you wish you never left? Like, where are you at with the whole thing? That's a big move.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a big move, but I mean, again, like I said, this is my home for all intents and purposes. Yeah. I'm settled here and all that, but you know what? Nice thing about being able to go ahead and just take a flight and just go back whenever you need to.
Yeah.
And go ahead and do that. So, I mean, yep, and I still have friends there. And so I try to make it once every year or once every couple of years to go back and just go hang out and sort of like relax and just forget about troubles and work and all that kind of stuff and just go do my thing over there. So, yeah.
So where is your wife, a Wisconsinite? Where is she from?
She's actually from Brownsville.
Where's that?
It's
you don't even know,
that?
Do you?
Yeah, population 400, right?
Ooh,
and,
wow.
It's near the southern part of the state, I would say. I mean, heading towards Milwaukee.
Sounds like you get back to Ghana more often than you go to Brownsville.
I don't think she doesn't have any relatives in Brownsville.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right. So tell us, what made you say, I want to get into the candy racket?
Okay. So the candy racket thing, again, like I said, I wanted to go ahead and popularize like something, some type of food from Africa, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why don't you go ahead and start off with your favorite childhood snack? So I was like, all right. So the peanut brittle, which I neglected to go ahead and bring a sample for people to go ahead and try.
Thanks a lot, Gal.
I'll have to drop it off sometime. But so I started out with that. And I was like, yeah, you know, the peanut brittle was my, is what I started out with, right?
And,
okay. Started out with a bag of about with 300 bags, sold it to family and friends and all that kind of stuff. And in about 2020, my partner joined the company. I'd actually been talking to him about a whole bunch of different business ideas and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, "Why don't you go ahead and put out African food or of food from Ghana or whatever it is? Because you guys have great food, but you really don't put it out there for people to try." And so I was like, "All right, you know what? Why don't we go ahead and do that?" So.
So
that's what I wanted to do. I mean, so it just started out that way. It's like, all right, I'm putting out my favorite childhood snack, put it out there. And then as he and I grew the company, we acquired Sweet Pea's Pantry, which was the person who was actually making the brittle for me as sort of like a white label thing. I would go out there and go sell it. She wanted to retire. And I was like, we were like, if she retires, who's going to make this brittle for us?
Right.
So we had to come up with a means to go ahead and purchase the company, which we did. And so now we have Shari's Ghana style brittle and also a Sweet Pea's Pantry, which has a bunch of other confectionery products. You have everything from orange peels. Shout out to Orson. He loves them.
I like orange peel, the little slices with the sugar on them.
Sugar. We have them in sticks. But orange peels, and then we dip them in chocolate. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
Dark and milk chocolate. Everything from that to candied pecans, and then also toffees, and then sponge candy, clusters, all type.
Wow.
You name it, we got it in there. So,
It says Ghana style brittle. How is that different than brittle you'd get elsewhere? What is that style?
It's a very different recipe, right? So there's two types that we have, and we have the whole nut, and we also have what we call smooth. I like the smooth one where you pretty much chop up the nuts really fine.
Okay.
And then what you do is you encase the whole thing in caramelized cane sugar.
Ooh.
Right? So unlike your traditional brittle, we don't use corn syrup, baking soda, or butter, right? So
natural.
What it does is that it's all natural.
Yeah.
It makes it just a lot easier to bite into. It's also a lot less sticky. And that's actually what really did it for people. And I was actually kind of surprised because I thought, it's a great tasting product. Everybody was like, it doesn't stick to my teeth. It doesn't stick to my teeth. I was like, well, you know what? If that's what's doing it for you, absolutely fantastic. So, we came up with the tagline for it's the not too sweet, nutty treat that doesn't stick to your teeth.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's kind of a mouthful, but Yeah.
You know, when I first read that it doesn't stick to your teeth, I thought maybe it was like some kind of synthetic.
Oh.
And it's just the opposite. Like, yep. Remember, I don't know if you ever watched the show Friends when Monica was hired to Conrad, remember the Mocklet episode?
Oh, yeah.
She was given the task of creating Mocklet, an imitation chocolate.
Okay.
It was like burning her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But this is all natural, yeah, and all that's natural, why yeah. it doesn't stick. That's yeah, so yeah. cool.
Exactly, because if you notice, I mean, sugar has more of a tendency to dissolve in your mouth versus the corn syrup, which is more sticky tacky.
Right.
Right? So that's where you have the stickiness coming from, and you're having to picking your teeth consistently and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But yes, it's it's all natural, and it's also vegan and gluten-free. So for anybody who's interested in that aspect of things.
That is the voice of Yao Asari. He is one of the founders of Gold Coast Candy, and he is here helping us make our popcorn pick of the week. What candy do you guys sell that would be the best snack to watch a movie with, if you had to pick?
If you have to pick, all right. I would say, there's actually two of them. The brittle, for sure, and then our candied pecans.
Candy pecans are, like, hard to stop eating.
Yes.
You could just eat those by the pound.
Exactly. And we have very deliberately crazy kind of flavors. We have a rosemary salt and pepper.
Ooh.
Yes. Spiced orange.
Nice.
Yes. And then a margarita flavor as well.
Does it have alcohol in it?
No, it does not. But it does have the kind of like the limey kind of taste to it. Yep, exactly.
We left some Altoids there for you. I don't know if that does anything for
Mints.
You.
There you go.
Candy game. So I don't know. You're probably like,
yes,
no, I'm not.
Exactly. And then with the brittles, we have a peanut, of course, but we also have a pistachio, which we call the adventure in your mouth, and then also the cashew, which we refer to as the smoothest brittle that you'll ever have.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So where do people, do you have a store or is it all an online business? Where can people get this?
Okay. So
products?
What's great about being around here in the Fox Cities is that you can get it at, in Appleton, obviously where I live, you can get it at the free market. You can get it actually at Festival. We just got them into Festival Foods.
Great store.
Yep. Where else do we have them? You know what? The best thing is to go to our website.
Tell us the website.
Yeah, so the website is www.sharaysgsb.com.
Easy to remember.
Yep, .com.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So,
sharaysgsb.com.
So sharaysgsb.com. You can order it online, yes. But if you wanted to find a place to buy it physically, if you go to our locations page, you can find everywhere where it's at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. Yep. Are you ready to make your pick?
I'm ready to make
my
pick.
All right, Conrad, if you please. Yao Asari from Gold Coast Candy, live in studio to make his popcorn pick of the week, which is?
Popcorn pick of the week. I'm trying to think here.
How long have you been booked on this show yet?
Oh, I have no clue. All right, so are we talking about a movie?
Yeah.
I like Marvel's Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Oh, what? Somebody just said that movie recently.
I can't remember who said that, but that's such a great movie.
It tough to go wrong movie, with yep. that. You yep. like all the Marvel movies?
I like all the Marvel movies, yep. Orson and I actually, we bond over Marvel movies.
Okay.
Yep. So we've actually seen quite a few of them. So, yeah, that's great. But out of all the Captain America movies, that's the one I like the most.
Do your kids like Marvel?
Nope.
No. So it's
no.
just you?
No,
just
they
you
don't. Yeah. Neither my wife nor my kids like Marvel. No.
That's all right. That's your escape then when you want to watch a movie.
Exactly.
Yao Asari is here in studio from Gold Coast Candy. We're talking movies and we're talking candy, and we'll have a few more minutes with Yao when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. The popcorn pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is
Yao. What was that again? Sorry. You got me. You got me there.
I know it's Winter Soldier. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yes, Captain yes. America will
that
be
That is
yes,
the popcorn
exactly.
pick of the week. We'll yes, be right back exactly. with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin. The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette.
You actually used a cassette to get the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Joe from the 715 agrees with Yao. Captain America Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie. Great pick. Wow, there you go.
Sweet.
That's I did see it a long time ago. I'll have to check it out again though. Mm-hmm. Conrad, you like that? Was that one of your faves?
Yeah, it's definitely one. I like the what is it?
It was one before that, right?
The one where they have like a war between the Avengers. I can't remember. I think it's just called Civil War.
Civil War.
That one's my favorite, and then Winter Soldier.
I can't keep the Marvel films straight. Like it's like with Star Wars. They all run together for me. Mm-hmm. And I probably need to just
They need to make some improvements though, because the last few have been kind of
really
so wishy. Yep.
There's a new show coming out called Marvel Zombie.
I heard that. Yep.
What's your take on that? It just seemed kind of, when I was reading about it, I was like, are they out of ideas? Like what the
I guess we'll find out. I think he actually had an episode of What If. Marvel's What If, and that has some zombies. So I think it's sort of a spin-off of that, right?
Elizabeth Olsen. Right. Yeah, we just did that, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so during the break, we were talking about, you said you're watching Cross, the correct Tyler Perry show. It's a new one, Alex Cross, and it's a thriller.
Yes.
And you like it.
Yeah. So, so far, I think I've watched episode one. His wife gets killed, and and so he's kind of off the deep end a little bit, and he's involved in a mystery right now that he's trying to solve. And it's going to make for some interesting TV for me. Yep.
The ads look great. Sometimes, like, I'm kind of down the middle on Tyler Perry stuff, but I saw that and I was like, whoa. So that's on my list.
Yeah. So I think the person who actually plays Cross is Aldis Hodge, and he's great. Yeah, he was on what was that show called again?
Kevin Bacon.
Boston.
Was it the one shot in Boston?
Oh no, it's was it not? Oh man, Leverage. Oh. He was on Leverage.
Didn't see Leverage. Okay,
yeah, he was on Leverage. That's where I first saw him. Yeah, but
I just saw him on something where they break out of. What is he? He was in that show with Kevin Bacon, Beacon Hill or something like that. Conrad, help us with the Googles. Googles. You hear what Googles. I said? It's not even the Google anymore. It's the Googles.
Yep.
Plural. He's in a couple Justice League movies, too. But He was in on Green Lantern. Yep. God, this guy's all over the place. Yep. But now he's like the star. He's usually like the second banana or the plays the heavy because he's like this crazy muscular guy. Jack Reacher. That's what he was in. He was great in that. He played a soldier in that.
Ah, all right.
And he's in a show with Kevin
Bacon.
City on a Hill. That's it. Kevin Bacon. That's a good show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's really good.
Yes, he wasn't City on a Hill. I remember that. Yes, that was a good. That was a good show.
There's a scene where he takes his eye out in that show, and I was like, it was either some crazy special effect or he has a glass eye and finally he's able to capitalize on it in a role. You know,
there
it was
you go.
Crazy. But you said you also were watching Slow Horses.
Yes, Slow Horses, yes.
You like that?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, like I said, my first season was slow, but second, third, and fourth season I've actually really picked up. And yes, Gary Oldman.
All right, for those of you listening, Gary Oldman in Slow Horses plays the leader of this kind of ragtag disgraced MI5 agents. They occupy this place called Slough House.
Oh, yep.
And they're not really respected. They're kind of the screw-ups, and he's the leader, and he looks basically like a homeless person. He's got, and I don't mean any disrespect to homeless people, because Gary Oldman looks, he's got like this greasy hair, and his clothes are bad, and he just walks around farting, and he's a grotesque character, but he's so good and he's so funny. He's such a great actor. I highly recommend Slow Horses. We've talked about that quite a bit lately. And Day of the Jackal is on my list too. Are you watching anything else?
You know, I'm actually, I just finished up Walking Dead.
Oh.
Yes, because I was kept current with it up until season 8. And then I was like, all right, I got to hop off this train because it was getting a little bit long for me. But then all of a sudden I was like, probably about a couple months ago, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish this up. So I just did, and actually the reason why was because I wanted to catch up on some of the spinoffs as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so Daryl Dixon, that's a spinoff of that right now, and that's he's in France, prancing around there.
I don't know. He's like, was the first episode was him on a boat washing ashore, and I don't know. I never watched the 10 seasons of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
I
11,
did not
actually,
see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't see the second season. The second half of the last season.
Got it.
So I don't know what happened or how he ended up on a boat, but
it doesn't really.
They don't say.
They don't really say. So he just ends up on that boat, and I think what may end up happening is that they may sort of start backtracking on that. To find out what happened. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think even his I think in the second season you'll probably see more about that.
He ends up. I watched like the first two episodes of that he ends up like in a convent or something,
yep,
and then I saw part of. Negan and Maggie were in the New York City, I think, or something.
Yeah, they've got their own spinoff as well. It's not on Netflix yet, so I'm waiting for that.
Same.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're bad, but it's kind of like it's nice to know those shows are on if you ever need something to watch and you know it's not going to be bad.
Yep.
But it's kind of like I'm with you. Like after Rick died on The Walking Dead, I was kind of like limping along with it. Yeah. And then I'm like, I should go back and finish it though, but I don't know. Oh, great suggestions, man. This is fun. So, all right, next time you come in, I would love to try some brittle.
Yes.
We'll pay you for it.
No, don't worry about that.
Conrad, you up for some brittle?
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't stick to your teeth.
He hates milk duds.
Ah, with a rich nut flavor to it.
Okay, that's healthy. I love that. And the real sugar, you can't beat it. All right, this has been fun. Yowasari, check out Gold Coast Candy. The website is www.sharaysgsb.com or just Google. Probably.
Yep, exactly. And you can also go to sweetpeaspantry.com as well for the confectionery stuff if you want. And that's SWEETPSPANTRY.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Great to have you here. It was
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
That's Yowasari. Check out Gold Coast Candy. We'll be right back with more Nightlight and the guys from Comedy City coming up soon. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.